Welcome to Open Mic with Mike Kirkup. In this edition of Open Mic, we're going to talk about the BlackBerry JDE version 5.0, which just went into beta. We're very excited about making this available to the developer community because it contains a lot of new features and capabilities that we think the development community has been asking for a long time. So let's walk a little bit through some of those different features and how we think they're going to help you create more compelling and interesting applications on BlackBerry. First and foremost, we're really kind of breaking down the barriers around persisting data and storing data on the device by the introduction of SQLite. SQLite support will give you the ability to access that both through the browser using Gears, as well as the ability to access that through Java so that you can seamlessly store data both on the SD card or in flash memory on the device with very little trouble. We've spent a significant amount of time and effort improving the browser field API on the device so that people can create compelling browser-based applications with all the native capabilities and functionality so that they can actually dig right through the JavaScript layer into Java. We think that the web development model and the web development tools capabilities are going to be a key aspect of how RIM is going to continue to drive new developers and new capabilities into the platform. One of the areas we've heard a lot of feedback from the development community around is the ability for you to integrate with the phone screen. And so in 5.0, we've added the ability for you to do exactly that. Both the incoming call screen and other screens you'll be able to integrate with will allow you the ability to show pictures, text, or other information to customize that view for your users. We also provide you with the ability to capture video live and stream that video over the internet as part of your application, as well as the ability to generate and listen for enhanced media key events so that your application, while in the background, if you write a media application, can listen for, you know, the volume keys and other related media keys so that you can act on those not just when you're in the foreground but all the time. As I said, we're really excited about this new release, and it is in beta today and complements some of our existing beta products right now, the BlackBerry plugin for Visual Studio and the BlackBerry plugin, web development plugin for Eclipse as well. So check out our web development page and beta pages at blackberry.com/developers/dev/beta-software, and you can learn all about these new functionality and features and drive that download. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you soon.